Blog Talk Radio.
Sit tight and listen keenly while I play for you a little brand new musical biscuit.
I hope you realize you're playing a dynamic.
Listen, I'm about to spend.
Everybody, and welcome to the Red Fox Blogger of Infidels Are Watching with your host, Kel Fritzy. And I am very sorry for that extraordinarily long musical intro. It would appear that Blog Talk Radio has made a few changes, and that includes the studio. I have a brand new studio, and I cannot make sense of it at all. Everything is on the left-hand side, which is going to interfere with my split screen. I find that annoying right off the bat. I have a list of callers that are supposed to call in. They're all over the place. I don't know if anybody calls in. Please bear with me if I try to bring you on and I'm not succeeding. It is because of technical changes that Blog Talk Radio has apparently made. And plus two, in my audio clips, I have what looks like a plus sign. However, everything is to the extreme left, and it's bleeding right out of the frame. So I could not find the minus that would bring the volume down after a minute and 30 seconds like I originally intended. And so I'm very sorry that I had to play the entire song. That will not happen again. If this continues with Blog Talk Radio, if the studio, the info continues to bleed out of the page proper, I will just take things to Audacity and edit it all there before I put it in the studio. That will never happen again. But like I say, I'm glad you're all here tonight, and I hope you're all feeling great. We're having beautiful rainy weather here, and well, it kind of fits with the territory that we'll be delving into tonight, and believe me, we have a lot of material to get through tonight. But first and foremost, I really want to talk about this issue of Islamic terror organizations placing bounties on the heads of bloggers. Yes, you heard that right. There are Islamists out there who are very unhappy with a lot of us. And right now, they have their sights set on a blog called Sharia Unveiled. They are very much determined to see not only our blogs proper shut down, but they are going after the Facebook pages as well. Sharia Unveiled, they were doing some research on a story about the removal of counter-jihad pages by Facebook. So they were starting out going through the Facebook roles, this Islamic group. This is the Islamic Socialist Network, by the way, or the ISN. The Islamic Socialist Party, ISP, Islamic Socialist Network, ISN. Yes, they're going after us, our anti-jihadists. They started out going through the Facebook pages, but now they're going after the blogs themselves. So they were trying to, what Sharia Unveiled was trying to do, is that they were trying to locate the source of the Islamic onslaught against the freedom of expression. And they really went down a rabbit hole of Islamic hate. It gets worse, guys. What Sharia Unveiled discovered, this was tucked away in a very dark corner. It's a website that is operated by terrorist organizations called the Islamic Socialist Network. It didn't take them very long to figure out that once they located the website under the name of the Union Star Network, that they were dealing with something that was bigger than some 20-year-old Muslim boy in his mama's basement. That's right. And there is no doubt that these Islamists, they mean business. They are posting photos of Facebook page administrators on wanted posters. They're offering cash rewards of up to $1 million for personal information, such as residential addresses. Like I say, this is a pretty serious business. Now, it would appear that the Islamic Socialist Network has created a hit list of counter-jihad webpages for attack. Now, like I say, it wasn't bad enough that our pages are being discovered and they're being scrutinized, but they have these hit lists. And I say it extends to the administrators and the domain owners or non-domain owners of blogs out there. There is a page here that belongs to the Islamic Socialist Network's website. It is dedicated to eliminating our sites or such things. There is a Facebook page called Ban Islam. They have a bounty on this person's head. They want his name, they want his residential address, and they are offering a $500,000 reward for his disclosure. They want a $1,100,000 reward for anybody, bloggers who are counter-jihadists. They're offering up big money. There is another blogger here. He has a $900,000 reward. Now, like I say, don't know where they're getting this money, but they're doing it. Now, there is one name. It appears on the website. They have his full name, but they are withholding his name on this particular site. But on the Islamic website, they have his full name. What they want is, where is he? They want this guy. They published his name on their website, which I will not do here, and I did not do on my own blog. But this website is pretty serious. And like I say, they started out going after Facebook pages, and as everybody knows, I have a Facebook page called Infidels Are Watching. I created that page, January of 2012, I created that page. So far, I have not had any particular issues with it. A few trolls have gotten in, but I've managed to kick them out. But I created that page. That's mine. I don't use my real name anywhere on the internet, however. So if you guys think I was born Kel Fritzy, well, you know I would have killed my parents years ago. But no, they are actually determined to shut down freedom of speech, freedom of expression. They are determined to shut down these sites, and they are going to the point of putting out bounties on the heads of the administrators of these pages. This is a little on the disconcerting side. Now, we know that groups get targeted all the time. We're aware of that. We know what we get into when we create our blogs, when we create our Facebook pages. But just reading this one particular article, it really is a little on the disturbing side. Like I say, it's from the Islamic Socialist Network. And I'm going to put the link in the chat room for you right now. Because, like I say, I have come across a lot of blowhards, but I have never come across anything even remotely mirroring a bounty on people's heads, like literally bounties on their heads. I thought I would share that with you. The thing is, though, I just hope I'm not offering too much information to the Islamists who might target this little radio show. But you know what? I'm just a little peon. I'm not important enough to them, I would hope, anyway. And like I say, they have their hands full with dealing with a red fox anyway. We tend to bite very, very hard. But like I say, the implications and intent of this terrorist organization and their website, it should be very clear. Like, they are offering such high amounts of money, and it reflects their seriousness, their willingness to do harm, and obvious financial backing with deep pockets is involved here, too. The link that I put in the chat room for you, this particular website, they are taking it very seriously. And they cannot, and they will not allow it to happen. They will not allow this to continue, because this is just one site out there that they uncovered, Sharia Unveiled. This is just one site that they uncovered. How many other sites are out there doing the same thing or even worse? So they came up with a plan. It's called Take Action Now. This is their statement. This terrorist site is definitely craving attention, so let's give them some attention. We are asking that you go to both pages below, marked page 1 and page 2, and I put the link in the chat room, and I also have this article in my blog. Drag your cursor over their site name. In the top left-hand corner of the page, on the black menu bar, you will find a drop-down menu. The last item in the menu is Report This for Content. The closest relevant category they offer is abusive. If enough of us do this, perhaps this site will be removed. And they have the links there for page 1 and page 2, which I will also peruse with you. We are currently in the process of obtaining further information about this website, their administrators, and their locations in order to report them to the proper authorities. Any assistance that can be offered would be greatly appreciated, especially from individuals, organizations, and agencies with experience in tracking individuals, tracing funds, and determining website operator locations. Once we obtain this information, we will inform you and proceed to our next step. So they are coming back with their own counter. I call it the counter assault that they're coming back with, that Sharia Unveiled is coming back with. And so, if you can spread this around, because like I say, this is dangerous. This is really, really dangerous. Now, I do have some audio here of one of the victims whose head is on up for grabs. He has a bounty put on it. I have some audio I want to share with you from him right now, and I'm just going to bring this up for you.
Hi, my name's Jeremy Filbert, and the Muslims want to kill me. Now, they probably wanted to kill me for a while, but it was only very recently that they decided to do something about it. Let me quickly explain. There's a British-based Muslim group called the Islamic Socialist Network. I call it the Islamic National Socialist Network. And they put a $50,000 reward out for anyone who'll help them locate me. Apparently, they have agents all over Australia, and I should be watching my back. Well, I'll take that threat as seriously as I have to. So the important question is, why would they put a $50,000 price on my harmless little head? Well, the answer is simple. I criticized Islam, and when you criticize Islam, Muslims will react by threatening to kill you. It's what they do. I've gotten hundreds of death threats. This is just the latest, possibly the most credible, but still not by any means the only threat I've gotten. And why have I criticized Islam? I mean, isn't that a terribly insensitive thing to do? Well, you have to look at Islam, and you have to look at how they react to other cultures before you really, really figure that one out. Of course, it is insensitive of me to criticize beliefs that are held by over a billion people, but when those beliefs call for perpetual war against the unbelievers, that's me and you, by the way, you kind of have to look at them and say, hey, hang on here, this isn't very good for me, is it? And when Muslim leaders call for the extermination of the Jews and for the West to accept Sharia law, you have to wonder why people aren't criticizing Islam. You have to wonder why more people aren't looking at the Quran and saying, hey, we've got a problem here. Well, we do have a very big problem here. And the biggest problem is that they are allowed to burn our flags and call for the destruction of our countries, but we're not allowed to criticize them. That is the big problem. The problem is that we are supposed to be sensitive to them, but they are completely insensitive to us at every turn. They routinely call for the destruction of Israel and the extermination of everyone who lives there. They routinely shout death to America. They routinely say Australia must accept Sharia law. Europe must accept Sharia law. We're coming. Their leaders say they will force the entire planet to accept their religion. And that, I think, is something worth criticizing. But if you criticize them, then they'll call you insensitive and racist, and your fellow Westerners, especially liberals, will say, hey, what are you doing? You're just spreading hatred. And the idea that I'm spreading hatred when they are calling for me to be killed is kind of absurd. If you ask me, they're the ones spreading hatred and death and murder and destruction. And the fact that I have to worry about people in my own country threatening me because we let them in is completely insane. The fact that we let in people who hate us and who threaten us constantly and who want to take over our country is insane. Can you imagine this scenario? Imagine if in World War II, someone had decided to make it hate speech to criticize the Germans. That would be exactly what we're dealing with here. They'll say, hey, there are moderate Nazis, you shouldn't be criticizing all of them. Stop burning Mein Kampf, that's completely insensitive, you should go to prison. That would be exactly what we were dealing with. And that is what we're dealing with now. We are at war. Our countries are at war with radical Islam. Even if they don't know it, radical Islam has declared war on the West. It's declared war on India, on Burma, on all of our countries. And we have to fight back. But instead, we are simply censoring each other and punishing each other for upsetting them. At what point did we as a society become so gutless and cowardly that we actually criticized each other for upsetting the enemy? Do I really have to worry about upsetting people who want to kill me? Does that make me a bad person? Am I insensitive for criticizing a Quran which calls for perpetual war against me, insults my people constantly, and says that I should have to pay taxes on them to their religion because I don't follow it? Am I wrong for criticizing that? Has the whole world gone completely and utterly fucking nuts? Well, you'll have to decide for yourself, but my message is this. Threaten me as much as you like. Threaten to kill me. In fact, you know, go ahead. Kill me. Someone will just take my place. But that's the only way you're going to shut me up, because I am not going to stop criticizing your religion until your religion leaves the rest of the world the fuck alone. Peace.
Oops. And I'm sorry for some of the swears in there. This is a family hour, so I forgot about that part. But yeah, he's right. I'm not going to back down from Islamists, not by a long shot. They can come after me all they want. Like I say, I bite very, very hard, and I kick, and I have long nails, and I tend to scratch. I know that people sit here, and I'm a keyboard warrior. I'm not out there. I'm not confronting Islamists physically. I honestly don't know what I would honestly do if one did approach me. I'm a keyboard warrior princess with a big mouth. That's what I am. But I'm telling you something. I am a little more emboldened now. When I read these articles, when I find out how threatening that these Islamists can possibly be, putting bounties on the heads of us who want to get the truth out, and we're only relating the truth. We're not spreading lies about Islam. Everybody is learning from people like us, people like Hold Your Awakens, people like Radio Jihad Network, and these blogs, Bare Naked Islam. They shut her down for 2 months last year. They can try, but they won't succeed, because we have voices, we have something to say, and we're going to get the word out there and share it with you. Maybe we will not be 100% successful in our endeavors, but one thing we can do is that we can, at the very least, put a nugget in your brain to make you go out there and do further research on your own and talk to your friends about what Islam truly is, because Islam is an evil entity, and all I'm doing is sitting here, and I am letting you know. I may not be the best voice, but I am a voice, and I have something to say, and I'll be damned if the Islamists are going to shut me down. The hell with them. And that is what Sharia Unveil is saying. They're not going to be shut down either. Are you going to be shut down? Are you going to let these bastards intimidate you? No, I don't think you are. I don't think you are at all. Are you going to be concerned about labels being put upon you? I have a clip I'm going to play for you in a couple of minutes, and this is from Paul Weston and how he is a racist. That's another label that we are getting stuck on us. We are racist because we criticize Islam. We criticize Sharia. We criticize the stomping Sharia that we are finding its way into the West. I am telling you, it's not creeping Sharia anymore. It is stomping Sharia. It's coming over here, the Muslim Brotherhood, the terrorists in the business suits. They're all over here, and they are taking advantage of us, our laws, our constitutions, everything. We are just reporting to you what's really going on within the administrations, especially the Obama administration in the United States of America. So if they want to come over here and they want to create problems for me in my free and democratic country because I have a radio show with a big mouth and a blog, which nobody really knows about anyway. It's a young blog, but maybe people will down the road, and I hope they do, because I really do try to get the truth out there as well. They want to come after my Facebook page, Infidels Are Watching, well, they can do that as well. You know what? I don't have deep pockets like these Islamists obviously do, putting out bounties. What's this, $1 million bounty? Come on, what is up with that? I don't even know how much sunshine they're blowing, but I tell you, this was a legitimate site. I am proud to say, though, that Holger went in to take a look at the accompanying links of page 1 and page 2. He could not find them, so perhaps they have been taken down. What I'm going to do, though I saved it in a separate file, let's see if they're still there in my file. I just, out of curiosity, if I find page not found, I will be singing to the moon. And, oh, guess what? Oops, that page can't be found. From the Islamic Socialist Network, ISN, the page has been removed. Whether that is a good sign or not, I don't know. But I'm thrilled it's gone. Because they were endorsing very harmful things on this site. It was absolutely tremendous what this site was proposing and what they were trying to get away with. But you know what? Let them try. Maybe this is a good omen. We got these pages shut down. That is a good sign for us. I'm glad for it. Now, I'm telling you, getting back to what I was saying, I won't be quiet. I will not shut up, and I don't care what you throw at me. If you think I'm a racist because I criticize Islam, so be it. You know what? That's your big-ass problem. You take that to your hard bed and you lie in it, because I'm certainly not going to lie in a hard bed over it. If that's what you think of me, you know what? Opinions are subjective, and that's what I have, opinions. They're subjective, and so is yours. It has no weight on me, my life, and what I do whatsoever. And you know what? What you think of me is none of my business anyway, so go ahead and label me all you want, because all you'll accomplish is making yourself look like an idiot, because everybody knows the last bastion of defeatism in debate is saying you're a racist or you're an Islamophobe. Oh, I just love having the phobe word thrown at me, too. I get that all the time. I get that thrown from me from people I thought liked me. Why are you picking on Islam? Why are you always criticizing Muslims? Well, you know what? And that's something else. I am not criticizing Muslims. Muslims are in an abusive relationship. Islam is the husband that comes home at the end of a bad day and beats the shit out of his Muslim wife. That is Islam. It's not the Muslims. I don't even think they know they don't even know what's going on in their own Quran. They don't understand anything what's going on. I think 99% of them, and 99% of them in Pakistan, for example, can't even read Arabic. So for goodness sake, their religion, if it was ever such a religion, personally, I don't think it ever was. I think it was the ravings of a madman who truly hated people. He came down from a cave, and he said, hey, this is the way it's going to be. And he progressively got worse and worse and worse, and he found people stupid enough to follow his doctrines, his shura, the hadith. He was a crafty son of a bitch. He took people, he held them hostage, and now 1,400 years later, they are still under the thumb of Islam. So you know what? When I talk about Islam, it's not the Muslims. I feel sorry. I pity Muslims. I truly do. But I do know one thing. Muslims are just as culpable in this cult. If they do not start standing up and demanding reformation of Islam right now, until they do that, I will stop feeling sorry for them. Instead, I will work alongside them furiously. But until that happens, I'm sorry. Muslims, you have to start taking responsibility for what has happened, and you have to start calling Islam what it is. It's a cult of hate, a cult of violence. It's misogynistic, and it is harmful. It is terrible, and this is what I am trying to do, is to let you know that if we don't stand up now, and if we don't make a difference right now about it, our children will never forgive us. But what's even worse is our grandchildren will never know the difference. This is why I do what I do. So if you want to come after people like me and people like Bare Naked Islam, if you want to come after Radio Jihad Network, if you want to come after Sharia Unveiled, try all you might. Because you know what? There's a lot more of us than there are of you in this battle. 1.6 billion Muslims. There's a lot more of us. Now, I want to talk to you about something. I'm going to switch gears here completely, and I want to share this with you. It's a lengthy clip, but it's very important. This is from Paul Weston. Now, as you know, Paul Weston, he is the leader of the UK party there. In here, I'm just trying to bring up his file proper, because I'm not doing him justice when I do not properly explain to you who he is. And I want to do that. He is the leader. He's the chairman of the British Freedom Party. He, of course, is fighting for the UK. He is trying terribly, desperately, to save the UK from what is turning into a grave Islamic encroachment. And that is what's going on. He speaks out vehemently about the scourge of Islam, and well, he should. Now they are labeling him, all of us, Racist, homophobe, or not homophobes, my apologies. They are labeling us as Islamophobes. He is currently leading, I'm sorry, my apologies, I made an earlier mistake, Liberty Great Britain Party. He is in charge of that. He is trying to get rid of the dimmy likes of David Cameron and trying to get rid of people within his own country that mean it hard. The Ajim Chowdhuries, he wants to see arrested for hate crimes. He wants to see imams. He wants to see mosques surveilled. He wants to see imams take more responsibility within those mosques because, as we know, the mosques are nothing but hotbeds of jihad. He wants these all out on the table in the open. He wants to see Islam exposed for what it is. But for his efforts, what's he called? A racist and Islamophobe. He had something to say about that. This is his response.
Hello, my name is Paul Weston, and I am a racist. I know I'm a racist because I'm told I'm a racist by a great deal of people. The hard left think I'm a racist. The Labour Party thinks I'm a racist. Conservatives think I'm a racist. Liberal Democrats think I'm a racist. The BBC thinks I'm a racist. So I must therefore be a racist. Why am I a racist? It's very simple. I wish to preserve the culture of my country. I wish to preserve the people of my country. And in doing so, that makes me a designated racist in today's society. Now, this is something that's been moved by the left. The goalposts have been moved by the left a considerable distance on this. In order to be termed a racist 30 or 40 years ago, you had to actively dislike foreign people. Now, I don't dislike foreign people. What I do like, what I love, is my country, my culture, and my people. And I see that under a terrible threat at the moment. Britain is a very small country that's opened its doors to the mass immigrants of the third world, and we are simply being overwhelmed. Our schools can't cope, our hospitals can't cope, very little can cope anymore. Our welfare system is on the verge of buckling as well. So if I want to defend what I grew up in, what I was born into, my country, my British culture, my heritage and my history, I am, apparently, according to absolutely everybody today, a racist. But I don't think that's the case. Not the case that I'm not actually a racist. I'm going to admit that full out right now, because clearly I am. I've been told by so many people I am, it simply must be true. I'm probably also an Islamophobe. A phobia is an irrational fear of something. Now, I don't have an irrational fear of Islam. I look around the world today, at Syria at the moment, where almost 100,000 people have been killed in the last 2 years, where Shia Muslims are slaughtering Sunni Muslims and vice versa. I look at places like Indonesia and Egypt and China and the Philippines. Everywhere you look, you see problems with Islam. And they're violent. They are, dare I say it, to really reinforce my racist credentials, a thoroughly savage political and religious ideology. Now, many people will disagree with that. The far left, of course, will say you cannot criticize Islam because Islam is a religion and rules have now been put into place in this country that say if you criticize it, you are guilty of inciting religious hatred. But Islam is not just a religion. Islam is a political ideology as well, and we need to call it out on the fact that it is also political. It is a culture that is both political and religious. And I would like to know if I'm able to say certain things about it. Do I think, for example, that stoning adulteresses to death is something that we should welcome in this country? Well, I don't think it is, so therefore I'm guilty of religious hatred by saying it. Do I think homosexuals should be hanged from cranes? No, I don't. I think it's backward. I think it's savage. And I think the people that do it are beyond the pale, quite frankly. And I'm not allowed to say these things because, of course, I'm again inciting religious hatred. So not only am I a racist, I'm also a religionist, apparently. But I'm not. You know, we have a huge problem in this country that is not going to go away. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. We as a people are declining as a demographic, and the Islamic population is growing 9 times faster than any other. And when I look to the future, I see a full-blown religious civil war occurring in this country. The unthinkable things that are going on in somewhere like Syria today will happen in this country before 2040, certainly before 2050. And I don't want Britain to turn into a country like that. So I'm going to denounce Islam as a backward, savage political and religious ideology, and to hell with what anybody thinks about that. Because if we don't do something about it, we are going to be involved in something that most people can barely even begin to imagine in Britain. Babies are beheaded in towns in Syria. The idea this could happen in somewhere like Surbiton or even Eaton Square is simply impossible to think for most people, but it is going to happen. It really is going to happen. So we need to denounce it for what it is, and we need to start mounting some sort of defense against this. But the trouble with mounting a defense against it is that you get hit with the racist accusation. I'm not a racist, but. Well, here's the thing. I am a racist. If I want to avoid a civil war happening in my country, I am prepared to accept being called a racist. And you should be prepared to accept being called a racist as well. Let's all just say, yes, we're dreadful, dreadful racists, and let's start denouncing an ideology that is the most primitive, backward, savage ideology that we've willfully imported into this country by the left, by people like Tony Blair, who did it deliberately in order to undermine our culture, our people, our country, my country. They did it deliberately. And then they said, you're not allowed to actually argue with us about this. Well, I'm arguing with you about this, Mr. Blair, and I'll tell you something. You denounced, you repealed the treason law shortly after you came into power. I think you committed treason, Mr. Blair. I think you committed treason when you said we are going to import the Third World in order to rub the noses of the right in diversity. To me, that's treason. Your principal duty is to uphold the best interests of the people of this country. The idea that you deliberately set out to undermine us and to subvert us is an act that's criminal. It doesn't matter that you repealed the laws. Those laws can be bought back. And one day, Mr. Blair, you will be tried for treason, along with the rest of your cabinet and every single high-ranking Labour politician that allowed this criminal act to happen. And I'm going to tell you this. It doesn't matter that you can perhaps prosecute me for racism or inciting religious hatred. I don't believe in that. I believe only in one thing, the defense of my country, the defense of my people, the defense of my culture. And everything else can just go to hell. I am a racist.
And I thought that was important to share with you. Like I say, it was a rather lengthy clip, and I thank you for your patience with it, but it is important. Try to share that. You can find that on YouTube. What he's saying is profound, actually. I'm very proud that he is coming out, Paul Weston, the way he is speaking in terms of Islam and his intentions on what he wants to do with this Islamic scourge in his beloved UK. I'm very proud of him. He is a true politician. These are the politicians that we need, ladies and gentlemen, but these are also the politicians who are the first ones drummed out. There is such a fear of Islam amongst the politicians. I do not understand this love relationship with Islamists. I don't understand why we have such a large sleeping public. I thought 9/11 would have been the catalyst to really wake us up, but I'm noticing the exact opposite. I am noticing that there is further embracement of Islam within the West. We have the dimitude factor, huge, of course, with the politicians, but it is big with the public as well and with the special interest groups. And the lobby groups that are growing in leaps and bounds. Like when CARE was established 14 years ago, it's a front group for Hamas. The Muslim Brotherhood, when it was created in 1928, they set down their playbook, and they said exactly what and how they were going to accomplish with their caliphate, their global caliphate. At the rate we are going, with the exception of people like Paul Weston in politics, it is going swimmingly. It's going wonderfully. Like I say, I call the Muslim Brotherhood the terrorist in the business suits. That's what I call them, because that's what they are. They're the ones who are infiltrating the White House. They're the ones in the higher echelons of power in our governments. And they are achieving this very, very nicely. People like Paul Weston, though, they're speaking out about it. Like I say, however, he's the one who will be drummed out. Do you think Paul Weston will be Prime Minister of the UK? Ask yourself that. I want Paul Weston to be Prime Minister of the UK, but then we have politicians that will drown him out. I was really shocked this week to find out that Pamela Geller and Robert Spencer have been banned from entering the UK. What is that? Because they were afraid that they would create disturbances? I am telling you, this is what we're up against. This is a very much an uphill battle, and Paul Weston is right. He sees a dramatic and dark transformation within the UK by 2040, 2050. I see something much more grim, closer on the horizon. I see a global battle of wills probably happening within my lifetime, certainly yours. I see very bad things that are going to develop probably as soon as 2015, 2016, because we cannot play this game anymore. Islamists are getting away, they're getting bolder, and they are getting stronger because of groups like CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood. They are gaining, but I have faith that people will start to wake up and see exactly what is going on, and there will be a confrontation within the next 3, maybe 4 years. I do believe something is down the road very soon, and it's not going to be pretty. I have some good news, though. News from Canada. Section 13 within our Human Rights Commission is dead. Now, if you're not familiar with Section 13, I had discussed it on my previous shows when I did Red Fox. Now that I'm Red Fox Blogger, you'll have to go into another account to find that episode. But I had discussed Section 13 ad nauseum in the past. We call it the Hurt Feelings Clause. And we have been battling this for many, many years. Section 13 is a clause within our human rights, we call it the Human Rights Tribunal. It was a clause that people could use if they felt that the media or individual persons were causing discriminatory practices for speaking their minds about what they would consider a targeted group. Now, Section 13 was originally set up, of course, to protect minorities from job discrimination, renting dwellings. It was a very good clause, and it was very, very effective in combating discrimination. But then Islam in Canada got its hold on it, and they started screaming that they were being discriminated against by the likes of Ezra Levant and Mark Stein. Ezra Levant was taken to the Human Rights Tribunal under the clause of Section 13 because he published the Muhammad cartoons in his now-defunct magazine, The Western Standard. Mark Stein, was taken to the Human Rights Tribunal under the clause of Section 13 because he was allowed to print an excerpt of his novel, America Alone, in Maclean's magazine, and the Muslims, they wanted as much space for a counter-argument within Maclean's magazine, who said no. So these are two famous examples of who were taken to the Human Rights Tribunal under the clause of Section 13. Finally, though, the Senate chamber, it was introduced in Parliament under a private member's bill, Bill C-304, and it passed third reading, and it will receive royal assent, making it law that Section 13 will be abolished from the Human Rights Commission. That's not to say we're completely protected, though, because we have a provincial system set up for human rights as well. Ontario, Manitoba, British Columbia, they still maintain their clauses. However, the federal clause, it is gone. That is great news for Canada. Wonderful news. And I have a caller here, and this new studio. I am telling you, he's here, and I'm trying to find him. It's saying, I am telling you. Okay. I'm getting very, very frustrated because moving has called in, and I cannot figure out how to bring him on the air. Let me see. I'm going to try. I've got, like I say, it's a completely new setup. Live, mute, screen. Hang on. I don't have the bubbles anymore. But I'm going to try this and see if I can get moving on the air. Hi, I'm moving. Can you hear me?
Hey, you got moving.
Oh, thank goodness. This studio is driving me absolutely crazy. Everything is on the left, and it's totally bleeding out of the page altogether. But I am so glad to have you. How are you tonight?
Good. And what a description, left bleeding out of the page. I don't call in too much to shows much anymore, but, you know, there's so much going on right now that just me moving, just back from the range, you know. And I'm really concerned that there's a lot of pretty radical things that have impacted veterans like me and my buddies and Christians and people across America and our values, you know, the government throwing these values and taxes on top of Christians, vets, and voters. And that's really hurting. It's hurting. It smarts. It hurts so bad. I don't want to pay. I don't want to pay extra taxes so you know, these alternative value venues can you know, seek justification for all their you know, hate they're spewing on veterans and Christians. I just don't agree with any of it. And it's really sad that we're experiencing, you know, if you look at these hate crime laws and things, it's veterans and Christians who are experiencing, and mothers who believe in pro-life, it's these groups of people who are experiencing the worst discrimination that's ever occurred in American history when you look at the U.S. Constitution.
And I could not agree with you more.
You know, it's horrible what's happening, and I'm glad you're out there talking about this stuff.
Like I say, I just try to bring some nuggets of what I hope is wisdom to the minds of the people that listen to me, that I try to let people know that this is happening underneath your nose. This is happening in your country, and you're right, moving. That example about the Christians and the groups that are pro-life, our politicians, our very politicians who do have integrity and know what's going on, they are being targeted, and you're right. They're the ones who are being subject to hate crime laws. And you know who's behind it. It's like I say, it's all these lobby groups like CARE, like ISNA, the Islamic Society of North America. We have them up here in Canada as well. We have the Civil Liberties Union backing up certain groups, although civil liberties, they're pretty good about protecting privacy rights. So I can't really put them as a broad brush, but there are so many groups out there, very powerful groups that can make life very, very hard for people like you and me that are individually and as a collective in our group standing up. For goodness sake, they're taking away your Second Amendment. They're now working on your First.
Oh, heck. Tell it, sister. I'm not going to whisper. I'm a retired U.S. Army veteran, and I have no compunction about saying that I'll never go back to active duty in the U.S. military and work for a bunch of sodomites. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. And I don't believe in all this hate being spewed on Christians and all these lefties, these communists in government, name-calling, calling people with traditional values all these heinous names and things. And you know what else? One thing, just a moving rant, is that these guys in Russia, this Putin guy, you know, cutting off adoption in America, you know, it looks like Russia took a turn to the right and they adopted this the church, the Orthodox Church, and they don't agree raising children without a mom and a dad, and that's why they cut off abortion, the adoption in America. It has nothing to do with anything else than the Russians saying, hey, moms and dads should raise kids. And in America, most of the American people are saying moms and dads should raise kids. And if someone speaks out and says, hey, that's right, they get called names and they get audited by the IRS and all these other heinous things happen. So... I don't agree with the Russians, but I certainly agree that they stop the adoptions because you have all these, you know, people with alternative values trying to justify themselves. And I'm just ranting, so cut me off.
No, moving, go right ahead. But I want to ask you a question, and I'm going to tee it up with a comment. I think that we're living in a society that has really slid backwards in terms of morality. It seems that we do not have to take responsibility for ourselves anymore. When I was, my grandparents, they never relied on the government. The government is getting bigger, and we're more reliant on the government, and that includes everything from our benefits, which some deserve, but it also bleeds into our very morality. It seems that the moral standard has slipped so far back that now that single mother with four kids from four different men is lauded as an everyday hero in her community for raising her four children, whereas the mother who stays at home to raise her children with her husband, she is denigrated because how come she's a stay-at-home mom? How come she's not working? But the baby mama, she's lauded up as some sort of a hero status within some communities. The moral equivalent has slipped so back. I think so many people are not paying attention to the fact that the United States and Canada, it's in the West. I mean, I'm not singling out the United States by any means and by any stretch of the imagination. But it just seems that we are slipping so far back that we're losing our moral and our Christian values. We're losing that. But Islam seems to be getting a foothold, and Islam is trying to guise itself as a moral salvation. That is the thing, is that Islam is coming across as, look, you guys are all heathens. You guys don't know what you're doing. We are Islam. We are the way. We can teach you how to live as decent human beings. Meanwhile, what they do in Islam is atrocious. And people seem to be buying it. Do you think it's time for... But you brought up a really good point, too, moving about Christians being denigrated for trying to do that very thing. Do you think that the slope is very slippery to the point where we're just sliding further and further back?
Well, you know, sister, thanks for your show. I think you're out there telling it. And here's what I think. I think that it's not just women who have responsibility, it's men. And if you're a man and you're going to father a child, you have a responsibility to that child as a man. So moms, men and women have responsibility if they're going to raise a child. The government has no place in raising children. And it doesn't matter what kind of government system you're under. And if you bring a life into this world, it's the greatest God's blessing that can be endowed on a mom and a dad. And when
Absolutely.
People disrespect that fact, having a child, and believe me, take it from moving, I've raised a beautiful child and, understand what it means to have a child.
Oh, absolutely.
And when,
I could
when
not
people,
agree with
when
that
people,
more.
When people disrespect and don't understand that bringing another person into this world is so important, and they, abuse their children or ask someone else to raise their children or, the family unit, what is going on traditionally with the American people, when that's taken away from America, that's our foundation. That's, that is what people who came to America tried to do, to be free, to raise a good family, and experience what a lot of people call manifest destiny, our destiny to be great and be a good country, right?
Beautifully
and,
said.
And now, what we have is, people who are saying, hey, the American dream's dead, you're not great anymore, we're on the decline, and the media has bought into this. And I think what's most important that it's about moms and dads raising good kids, and we need to get back to that. That's
absolutely,
all
I couldn't agree with that more. Yeah, I'm kind of going into territory that I'm very, very spiritual. I'm very Christian, and I believe that I try to live by a code that was given to me by Jesus Christ. I try to live by that code, and I try to live by a code of conduct that ensures that my honesty, my integrity, and my morality is never compromised. I find that being challenged more and more so. It frightens me, though, that people are more than willing to compromise their integrity for the sake of a handout from the government. And I guess I was kind of alluding to the baby mama with the four kids. And you're right, that the men out there, they have to start taking responsibility. They have to reinstate themselves as men, and that is raising their children as well. And I think we're losing a lot of that. And we are getting so caught up in the Jerry Springfield society that we're losing grips on the true integrity of what the United States of America in particular means, what it should represent, and it's not being found very much these days.
Well, sister, I think you hit the nail on the head, and I'm glad that you're a good listener and a good spokesperson for what's going on. And all I can say is it's time for the good Christians, men and women who raise good kids together, to not be afraid to speak and whispers. Oh, heck, anyone who has to whisper in the workplace and any small
exactly.
business out there that's being asked to install a third bathroom, forget that. We don't need any of that stuff. It's time for the majority to speak out and, make things right.
I agree
and
with
under,
you.
Under God's eyes, if we don't make things right, we're going to smart for it. And I'm glad you're out there telling it. So, hey, my rant's done for tonight. I'm going to hang up, but I hope Holger's
moving.
Called in.
I want to thank you so very much
Holger
for calling in. It is always awesome to see you in the chat room and chat with you there, too. It's an honor that to have you call into my show. You're a man I truly admire. And what you had to say tonight on the show was just phenomenal. And people, please take the words and really listen to them. Because, like Moving says, we are in a dire straits, and we have to get what we have built. This great country, get it back. Moving,
Maranatha,
I want to thank you so very much. You have a great night.
You too. Bye.
And on that note, I am going to take a little bit of a break, and then I want to come back. I've got a final segment I want to discuss, and that is the Radio Jihad Network. But I'm just going to take a very short break. But I really like, I was listening to this song on the radio the other day, and I had not heard it in years and years and years, and I really like this song. I hope you guys enjoy it too. Is Have You Ever Seen the Rain by Creedence Clearwater Revival? And I will be back in 2 minutes. Everybody, to the Red Fox Blogger of Infidels Are Watching with your host, Kel Fritzy. I want to thank everybody who is joining me tonight. I want to thank Brian, Kath, Fly, Holger, Moovin, who called in. Moovin, thank you very much, and Poppy, and other people who had popped in and out, a couple of guests that we had. I hope that you're enjoying what you're hearing. I'm a little over the all over the map tonight because, like I say, when I signed into the show, I was a little taken aback by the studio. This is not the studio I'm used to. I could not find anything. And like I say, it's really interfering with my split screen. I had problems bringing up my other files. I had problems bringing up my Paul Weston file. It was really kind of playing with me. And like I say, you guys are listening to this live. It is unedited. I am not a terrestrial radio host where I have producers on the other side of the screen that deal with this. I do this all by myself, as all of us here at Blog Talk Radio do. So I do want to thank you for your patience if things seemed a little choppy here. But I really do want to thank all of you guys that do listen. I want to thank everybody who joined me in the chat room. Of course, I want to thank everybody who listens in archive and who listen on other devices, because you mean the world to me. If there were no you, there would be no me. And yes, you've heard that on another show. I actually coined that. So I'm taking it back. But I, before I let you go, I want to talk about Radio Jihad Network. Now, you guys are all familiar with Radio Jihad Network right here on Block Talk Radio. This was founded by Vito Esposito. And the reason why I want to bring it up is because Adrian Morgan, he used to do the Friday segment at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and Adrian has since retired. And so they were looking for a radio host to fill his big boots, and they did. They have found a perfect radio host that would be filling in on Friday evenings, starting up very soon. She, at this point, is delayed. Her Friday time slot is to be announced. I don't know what time it will be. I thought, well, I'm going to go back to prime time, and I'm going to do my regular Friday show at 7 p.m., as opposed to 8 p.m. Maybe I'll do it at 7 p.m. And so after I go back to prime time, I get a message from Radio Jihad Network. Could you maybe fill in on a Friday? And it's like, uh-oh. I go back to prime time, and 4 days later, I get this fantastic email. And believe me, I was honored because I really love Radio Jihad Network. They have shows 7 days a week. Of course, on Monday at 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, that is the Vito Esposito show with Al. On Tuesday, we have the Andrew Bizad show. That is 11 to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you are not familiar with the Andrew Bizad show, because he is on a little late, but this man is brilliant. Check out his blog as well, Lions of the Faith. He writes a lot in there. He has videos in there. Fantastic show. So I really want to promote Radio Jihad Network. They have been very, very good to me. On Wednesdays, of course, we have Eliza Jane with her co-host, Luchadora, and that is the Freedom Quest show, heard here at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. On Thursday, we have the illustrious Gadi Edelman, American Akbar, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And like I say, the Lisa Marie Johnson show with Atom will be here on Fridays very shortly. Don't forget, on Saturday, from 10 until 12 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Usama Dakdok with his co-host, Christy. That is Revealing the Truth About Islam. And on Sunday, we have the Uncle Dave Show. That is from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time with his co-host, Sister Peggy. So I really want you guys to check out all these programs on the Radio Jihad Network, 7 hosts. 7 days a week. It's a very important network. I am very, very excited that I can promote it for you, and I'm going to put their website in the chat room for you right now. And there you go. But like I say, I kind of badgered them. I said, can I fill in? Can I fill in? I'll pinch it. I'll pinch it. And I think I finally wore them down. They said, yeah, okay, can you do a show on Friday? And then it's like, uh-oh. Like I say, by then, I had taken myself back to prime time. So let's pretend, though, that we are doing a simulcast, okay? Red Fox Blogger meets Radio Jihad Network. But I thought, you know what? They have been very, very good to me. They have been promoting my show on their programs. I'm very grateful to them for that. So like I say, just check it out. Now, where am I going next? I got a few minutes left. Oh, yeah. There's something here that, this is really weird. There's an Egyptian cleric out there who's saying that soon the flag of Islam will fly over the White House because, well, they're already holding Muslim prayers there, so why not? I'm going to try to see. I'm going to bring it down a bit and see if I can play this. And it's a memory link. Of course, if you're not familiar with memory, MERI, they are a great video site. They take the videos that are played maybe in Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, maybe they're in Arabic or Farsi. memory takes the videos and they translate them with subtitles. And this one, though, in particular, it really, really got to me. I'm just going to bring my volume down and see if I can read to you. This is Egyptian cleric Abu Islam. He is convinced that the flag of Islam will fly over the White House. And, of course, he is a Salafist, so keep that in mind. If you're not familiar with Salafism, Salafism is a very, very, very rigid segment of Islam. They are serious people. But let me see if I can bring this up, and let's see what's going on. Here we go. I got some music here. As a matter of fact, I'll put the link in the chat room in a minute for you, too. But here we go. What does he have to say? Al Kahira Wal Naz TV. We have four large Islamic groups. The Egyptian Motherhood. Oh, hang on. See, I'm already losing my place here. What I can do is I can backtrack it again and tee it up a little better. Keep my finger on my pause button so I can read proper. That would help, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Now, this is Egyptian cleric Abu Islam. He was on Al Kahira Wellness TV in Egypt on March 18th of 2013. This is what he has to say. We have four large Islamic groups, the Muslim Brotherhood, the Salafis, the Egyptian Islamic Jihad, and Al-Ghanas al-Islamiyah. These are four significant power groups. Is there anyone more qualified to lead the country than the Muslim Brotherhood? And he's referring to the states. Then let the Muslim Brotherhood assume this responsibility. Who should be in charge of religious affairs in Egypt? The Salafis. Is any group more qualified than the Salafis to regulate ideology? I choose the Salafis to run Al-Azhar and the Ministry of Religious Endowments. We are left with the army and the police. Which is the best to run the police? The Muslim Brotherhood? No. The Salafis? No. Al-Ghanas al-Islamiyah is the best for the job. This leaves the army for the Egyptian Islamic military. This is how disagreements can turn into pluralism. And I pray to Allah that this will be accepted by all. And the various powers of the Islamic nation will come together. And the interviewer is asking, what about all the other people? And he's responding, what people? Interviewer is asking, all those who do not belong to these four groups. Now he's asking, Abu is, tell me exactly, who do you mean? The communists? The interviewer, no. For example, they have ruled a long time. They have led enough. Do you mean the liberals? They have ruled for a long time too, and we've had enough of them too. Let's give Islam a chance, a choice. Trust me, very soon we will see the flag of there is no God but Allah flying over the White House. They are already holding Muslim prayers in the White House. So I thought you'd find that interesting. Here, I'm going to put the link in the chat room for you. Okay, that's enough. Thank you very much. Here you go. So you can... Oh, and Brian did it for me. Thank you, Brian. I'll just put it again. There you go. But you know what? Pardon me. I am out of time. I've got a few minutes left, but I do have some programming announcements I want to share with you. I'm very excited to announce that there will be a new show coming here to Blog Talk Radio. That is going to be the Randy L. Noble Show. You are going to hear him on Thursdays. His debut show will be on July 4th, where he will be commemorating July 4th in the United States. So I'm very excited that I will be able to bring him to you. He will have a fantastic show. He's a wonderful person. He's very, very well spoken, much more so than I am. I know that you will enjoy his program very much. For now, no time has been set. And not even sure what day he wants, but for now, his debut show will be Thursday, July 4th, as we commemorate July 4th. Randy L. Noble, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm very excited for that. I have a few other announcements that I will be making down the road. I'm going to have a couple of guests on the show on either Mondays or Fridays, and that's something else, too. I am now taping my show Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, but I'm going to keep my Monday afternoon 3 p.m. Eastern time slot just because I like it there. It's quiet. It's peaceful. And hopefully I won't have a studio that would drive me absolutely crazy. Lots of changes coming to the Red Fox Blogger. Infidels are watching. Lots of things coming down the pipe. I really hope that you will join me in my endeavors as I try to get the word out and let you know what is going on out there and so that you can spread the word as well. Now, like I say, that is it for now. But please, like I say, listen to Radio Jihad Network, and please tune in for the Randy L. Noble Show on July 4th. When I was doing my 30-minute shows, I had to cut down my intro, and I had to cut down my accent. There was one person in particular who really missed my exit song. You know what? Cass, for you, it is back. Now, normally, I would say, you guys behave yourselves. Otherwise, I'm that old fox you don't want to find in the hen house. I want to add something else. This is your country. Take it back, because it is yours. There are too many entities out there making life very tough for us within our own countries to mess around with. We need you now to defend your country. It is being taken away from you slowly but surely if we fall asleep, and we have to wake up and we have to be aware that, like I say, there are people out there that mean us harm. We do not want that for our children, and we do not want our grandchildren to ever, ever not know what true democracy was. Let's fight hard, people. Let's do it. Okay. You guys are the best. I want to thank you all very, very much for joining me tonight and those who joined me in archive. And like I say, sorry it was a little wiggy. The new studio totally threw me off my game. But I hope that through the mess you got something out of it. Okay, I love you guys. And I will see you Monday afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Have a great weekend. And for Canada, enjoy July 1st, Canada Day. Enjoy your long weekend, and please behave yourselves out there, guys. Okay, bye-bye.